Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
How are you at 7:30?
I'm doing great. 7:30 show.
Yes.
Awesome.
We decided to mix it up a little bit today.
Yeah, make you second guess.
Yeah, yeah. You never know.
No, but we are on.
We're on.
We're here.
Yes.
It's
and
good.
What are we talking about this week?
The Hamburglar strikes at McDonald's.
The Hamburglar?
You remember?
Yeah.
He's back.
He is?
Yeah.
Was he gone?
I don't know. I feel like he came out of the ad campaign. We haven't seen him forever.
Oh.
I got a story about him in the weird news.
Oh, okay. Old and busted, cake wars and storage wars. The new hotness, New York City pizza wars.
Oh, nice. We've got Batman gets pulled over.
Really?
For real.
In the Batmobile?
Sort of.
Okay. And I've got 8 toys you thought were perfectly harmless that were recalled.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like a list. Anytime there's a list, it's a good time.
Lists are good.
And we got Russian dogs go for a joyride in a car.
What?
By themselves.
What? There's always crazy things happening in Russia.
I know, right? It's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. And finally.
Finally.
We've got another Reply Girl update, and maybe perhaps.
She's great.
Maybe.
Yeah?
The best of Craigslist.
Oh, keep teasing it.
Maybe.
This is like 3 times in a row.
I can't guarantee anything, though. I really
can't. I'm so curious. I want it.
You do?
I do. It's a great bit.
Well, maybe it'll happen.
Okay.
All coming up this week on our April Fool's edition of The Derek and Kay Show.
All
press
right,
that
good
button.
Time.
This is The Derek and Kay Show.
Call The Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing? Yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show. We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is April 1st.
April Fool's Day.
April Fool's.
Oh, my God.
2012.
So cheesy.
And I am Derek.
Derek Kalish.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson-Shaw.
And I'm Pinocchio.
Oh, and I should mention, we are at 8,696 listens.
Oh, yay!
And growing. So close.
So close to 8,700.
By the end of tonight, it better be there.
I hope by the end of tonight. I hope
better.
Listeners out there support us. Tell your friends.
That's right.
Tell your family.
Tell people.
Tell your boss. Tell a random on the street about the Derek and
Kay rando,
show.
Yeah.
A rando.
Definitely.
A total rando. Scream out for the
rooftop.
Hey,
you know what show's good? I was listening to their April Fool's show.
April Fool's.
So hacky. By the way, I love that George Takei has made it onto the soundboard.
Oh, isn't that great?
Oh, my.
One of my favorite personalities on Facebook.
He is great.
Oh, my gosh, he's great. He was great on the Celebrity Apprentice, too, until they get fired.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually a new ringtone you can get? I don't really understand.
I know.
Oh, my.
It's a little quiet for a ringtone, but it could be good for a text.
It could be great for a text.
Email or something
oh,
like that.
My.
I do like it, so I thought we'd use that quite
he
often.
He is amazing.
He's
I
great.
I love George Takei.
I got to collect a few more things to put on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anyway, you can contact the Derek and Kay Show if you'd like.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear how you can get in touch with us?
Yeah.
You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Like us on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow our blog at derrickandk.blogspot.com. Follow us on Twitter at our handle, DK Radio Show. Cha-cha-cha!
Cha-cha-cha!
What was that? What was the buzzer for?
I missed it. I was excited about the cha-cha-cha. I press the buzzer.
You got overly excited.
Sorry.
You can also call
yeah,
us when we're live at 661-467-2416. Long-distance rates may apply if you do not have a cell phone and a long-distance
yeah, because it's California.
A call all around plan.
We but call around plan.
Call around.
I like that new AT&T's call around plan.
Call around plan.
Hello.
Call around. I couldn't think of what you would call it.
Yeah.
A nationwide plan.
Nationwide.
Okay, there we
know.
Go.
All you can eat.
A buffet.
Something like that.
A phone, an area code buffet.
Oh, phone and area code buffet.
Buffet.
Oh my.
You know, I don't think that there are any I can't think of the last time I made like a long distance call. Aside
I know,
from making
right?
a call to another country.
Yeah, we had that growing up, it was a big deal.
Oh yeah.
I remember once I
dial one.
And we had that phone that went you know,
the rotary
phone. I'm
sure we've
talked about this so many times.
Yeah, I had a rotary phone too in my house growing up. We had two. We
yeah.
still my parents still have them.
They still have them?
Yeah.
They're actually in use?
I think one is actually plugged in. You can use it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And when it rings, it's
got so loud.
It's got that old style ring.
And it weighs like 10 pounds. The phone is like,
yes.
Those things were built.
I think it's.
You could throw that through a window and
yes.
kill someone.
I'm pretty sure it's olive green, and I'm pretty sure it's in the basement.
Nice. Yeah, they're always those great colors, like brown, olive green, like a weird orange.
Yeah, they had one that was maroon, too. I remember that one.
Yeah. There were strange colors.
Rotary phone.
We upgraded to the phone that had the pulse. Styling.
Oh.
But it was the buttons, but it was still pull. It wasn't touch tone.
Yeah, it was still.
Yep. That's pretty good. Yeah.
It was weird.
And it was.
And it sounded like that when it rang.
Exactly like that.
Rotary phone.
Remember we could upgrade if we wanted to spend an extra dollar, we could get the touch tone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but we never did. I'm like, Dad, we just get the touch tone. It'd be, you know, it'd be a little bit quicker and.
Oh, man.
Eventually, it came around.
Technology was rough back in the 80s. Remember?
Crazy.
Remember answering machines?
Yeah, tape.
Do you know who still has an answering machine?
Who does?
Ma and Pa Patterson.
No way!
Yeah.
Get out.
Oh, yes.
They got a nice house like that.
Yeah, they got a nice
silly
house.
And they got a tape machine.
They got iPads.
Machine.
They got
oh my God.
They got iPhones. They got all. They got Android phones.
Why
and
don't
they
get
got
the,
an answering
Why don't they get the voicemail service?
Here's the rub. They have both voicemail and an answering machine.
They got both?
Yes.
How does that work?
I don't know.
They must only be using one because one's going to be, no matter, like you set the amount of rings before it picks up, the one's going to pick up before the other one.
Yes, well, here's the rub. Sometimes when I call, I get the answering machine, and sometimes when I call, I get the voicemail.
If they don't pick up.
Yes.
They have call waiting, so they can go to.
Yes.
Wow, that's interesting.
I don't really know what the story is. I keep talking to them, and I'm like, why don't you just switch over to the voicemail?
Yeah.
And I think the explanation was they're not sure how to use it.
Nice.
And I don't want to tell tales out of school.
Yeah.
But they pay for the service, but don't really use it.
Well, it's the generational thing.
I think they like the answering machine. They like... But it's at least a digital. I don't think it's the tape.
Oh. Okay, I grew up with the tape. We had the two tapes. My dad
the little tiny tape.
Yeah, no, yeah. These were actually the big cassettes.
Oh, they were the big cassettes.
And the machine had two, and had one that was that loop, that weird like 30-second loop.
What? Wait, one was
the outgoing
message and one
yeah.
was the machine.
And my dad and I think we have them somewhere. We really did creative like musical ones.
Oh, me too.
And they were really great. I hope we still have them.
Some of them were good back in the day. When I had voicemail.
Yeah, you had
home,
great ones.
I had some good ones.
Yours were awesome. I remember I used to always have my family like, check this out. My friend Kay, we used to call. You had like some infomercials.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Some great stuff, yeah.
I remember I had, yeah, that was the one where like, you've reached Kay's answering service.
Oh,
it's Slices, it Dices, it's Julianne's and Puree.
Yeah.
Oh, that was great.
Those
I had great
good.
Fun. Oh, yeah.
Oh, now if you call my phone, you know what you get.
What?
Oh, wait. I don't know.
Do you not have it?
Can I go to it quickly?
Sure.
I might be able to go to it quickly.
Do we need some waiting music while we're...
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, it's calling. I'm just going to let it ring.
Oh, sorry. Okay, we don't need that, the elevator music.
I'm not going to... I've got to ring it like maybe like 4 or 5 times.
Oh, okay.
Let's see here. We're doing this live. This is exciting. I'm not going to pick it up.
On your Palm Prix.
This is my Palm Prix.
Plus.
Two.
Two. Palm Prix two.
Hacked on the Sprint. Phone that wasn't available. I made it available. God damn it.
It's a very nice phone.
Thanks. It's pretty snappy.
I like the glass.
Yeah, the glass is nice.
Fancy. Voicemail box of...
Derek Kalish.
No way.
To leave a voice message, press 1.
That's awesome. That's so awesome.
We're going to leave a message. Hey, we're on the show. That's my voicemail. Yeah,
oh,
I love using these.
Derek Kalish.
That's terrific.
I'm going to hang up on this now.
I like the one where they just say the name of our show. There's two, right?
Oh, there's the short one?
The Derek Kalish.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
The Derek and Kay Show.
I like those a lot.
One.
Those are fun.
Kay.
Harrison Shaw.
Those are really fun.
Gonna rock those. Yeah.
Well, today is April Fool's Day, and I did nothing. I had no pranks planned. I usually do a nice prank.
Oh, yeah.
But I just didn't. I couldn't get it together. I got things going on.
It's a busy time. I'm sure you're saying that, and then something's going to happen. Like some leprechaun's going to come through the door.
Leprechaun's going to
happen. April
Fool's. Yeah, you don't know what I got planned at 8 o'clock. Wait for it.
I know. That's why you had to change the time. I know how it works here.
I was busy putting together my prank.
You've got me before. I know.
Well, April is actually... we're celebrating a lot of things in April.
Yeah.
You ready?
I'm ready. I'm excited.
Not only today is April Fool's Day,
mm-hmm.
but April's got a whole lot of like official month celebrations. So April's National Humor Month.
Oh, it is really funny.
So we got to laugh all through April.
Well, we're a funny show.
We are a funny show.
That's right.
It's International Guitar Month.
Oh, that's great.
Keep America Beautiful Month.
Oh.
Lawn and Garden Month.
Uh-huh.
National Poetry Month.
I have no sounds for any of these.
And this is my favorite, National Pecan Month.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, is the we had that when it was Waffle Day, but
it was Pecan Day last time we did the show.
Oh, wow.
But this is Pecan Month, so we're
all together.
We're extending the pecan celebration.
That's exciting. I don't have any pecans.
We gotta get. Maybe I'll bring some for next week.
That would be good.
Pecan pie.
Mm. Oh, pecan pie.
It's also National Welding Month.
Wow. That's exciting. Spark them up.
It's Records and Information Management Month.
Oh, my.
Stress Awareness Month. And
it's like everything.
Yes. Wait, this one is actually my personal favorite. I thought National Pecan Month was good, but this is better. It's Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
Get those rape whistles ready. I don't know, actually. What
Sexual Assault Awareness.
I don't know what you say to that.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
We should be aware that people are being sexually assaulted.
There. Make it known.
Get your rape whistle ready. Get your rape whistle ready. Get your rape whistle ready. That's a lot. That's
really tough to
that's
say.
That's the uvular R, and then there's the woo, and then it's the uvular R again.
Huh? Rape whistle ready.
It's hard.
Get your
rape whistle ready. You can't say that 3 times fast.
No, I cannot.
It's hard. That is some difficult stuff. And also, there's some weekly celebrations in April happening as well.
Okay.
Week one.
Weekdays, everything.
Yes, week one is Library Week.
Uh-huh.
Because I know I go to the library frequently.
It's a place where the books are at.
Yes.
I don't get there often.
And it's also Read a Roadmap Week.
How do you read that? It's not a book.
You can.
It's great. I'm all the way to Pennsylvania.
You know what? I think I celebrate that when I look at my Google Maps application on my phone.
Yeah.
Which is what I did a couple days ago.
You look at the map.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to get it on Audible. I'm just going to, I'm not going to waste time and read it. I'm going to, listen to it while I'm at the gym.
You're going
to
get it on audible.com?
Like that, yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Is that, do they have all the books there?
They got a lot of books there. It's
yeah?
pretty great. Yeah, and you can listen to them at different speeds.
Wait, you know this?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have any Audible books?
No, but I have an Audible
account.
You've
looked into it.
No,
you do?
That's how I get my Ron and Fez show.
Oh, I see.
Pikachu!
Pikachu!
Ron Bennington.
I love that clip. Oh, so what should we do now? Should we take a break?
Wow, the whole 7:30 thing is throwing me off. So
I know.
We're 15 minutes in.
We're 15 minutes in.
Do we take a break?
We can take a break.
We can take a break, and then we come back with what, the weird news?
Yeah, sure.
All right, that sounds like a plan. All right, so we'll be right back after this with some weird news.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Improvisational rhythm has come to Star Junction. It's a rhythmic music art performance extravaganza. It's the new performance rhythm sensation. Banging trash can lids for an hour. Critics say it's astonishing. Astonishing what people from out of town will pay to see. It's a story told by men and women fighting with brooms. Tap dancing with sanitation materials and a lot of art. Hear them make music out of trash can lids. Matchboxes. Windows. Pregnancy test.
Fuck me.
A homeless man. And their own bodies. Get the rhythm of the night. Get the beat of the urban drum. Get access to an incredible merchandise purchasing opportunity, including incredible soundtracks and t-shirts, so you can live the rhythm 24/7. Banging trash can lids for an hour. Tickets on sale now.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show.
Derek and Kay Show, we are back. How about that? Banging on trash cans on lids for an hour?
That's something I usually do.
I'm interested. I might go see that.
Yeah?
Maybe next weekend or something.
I'm upset because they're stealing my business.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds like a good show. I don't know.
Why not?
You
can contact the Derek and Kay Show many methods. You can email us at tkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Follow us on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/tkradio. Press the like button. Follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. Follow our Twitter feed at tkradioshow. And call us when we're live at 661-467-2416. Long distance rates may apply if you still have a rotary phone.
Yeah. Call around plan.
And you don't have a call around plan.
Yeah, I understand. It's tough.
You're joning.
I like it.
And now it's time for the weird news.
All right, weird news.
Yeah.
Love the weird news.
I'm excited. This is the time when I sit back and just listen and hang out.
Just hang out. Yeah,
it's
good times, really. This one comes to us from Maine. The hamburger strikes again at McDonald's. You know, you remember that hamburger guy?
It's a good time for the great taste at McDonald's.
Well, a real-life hamburger in this case has struck McDonald's and ran through. He was all dressed up in the complete uniform, you know, the big head.
He was?
I guess. That's what they're saying. He ran between cars and grabbed the bag of food at the takeout as they're handing it out. And he ran to a nearby competitor fast food joint, and someone found a police officer and told them what happened. The police officer ran after this guy and found the guy, like, rummaging through the bag, and then he ran into the woods yelling and swearing and took off with about $20 worth of McDonald's food. And that's what's happening in Maine.
Hilarious.
That's pretty crazy, right?
I think it's so funny.
I love that story.
Is there a picture?
There is not a picture.
Oh, what a
shame. That would be so great. But you can get that imagery of that big. I mean, I don't know where he got the outfit. If it was like some old Halloween thing.
Probably made it or something.
You think he made it?
I don't know.
Is this
that's
a big
hilarious.
Hamburger head, maybe?
Yeah. Well, does it have a hamburger head?
Wasn't that the guy?
I don't remember.
Maybe we should look that up.
Hold on. I gotta Google it right now. Oh, I can't spell it. I cannot spell ham. I cannot spell.
Kay's rewriting the story, actually. I think you got it. Right. You got it?
I think I'm there. Okay. I still didn't spell it right. Google corrected me.
H-A-M-B-M-O-U-S-E.
You know why? Because I can't spell burglar.
Do you have a picture? Wait, I gotta see. Do you have a... Wait, let me come around. I gotta.
Oh. Let me see. If you haven't looked at an image of the Hamburglar lately,
it's... that's awesome.
It's pretty
funny. That's not at all what I was thinking of. Who's the guy that's got the big hamburger head? That's something else.
I don't.
Maybe I'm making that up.
I don't know. Maybe that's.
I forgot about this guy. Yeah.
Maybe that's a Burger King thing. Maybe that.
Oh,
hamburger.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like I know some of that too.
This guy is like a striped suit and a mask, like an eye thing.
Is it like a Big Mac thing? Yeah, he's got a striped suit and he looks like kind of like a pirate.
That is funny.
He looks a little bit like a pirate.
He's got like that big hat. Yeah. It's a big hat. Wow, that's great.
He's the Hamburglar.
I like that one. Wow.
I don't think that they do the Hamburglar anymore.
No, they dropped him from the ad campaign.
Why would they do something like that?
I don't know. Maybe they'll bring it back now.
They need to bring it back.
Now that actually happened.
They need to bring back, here's the story, too. Hamburglar steals bag of food from customers at Maine McDonald's.
That's right.
It's in the Washington Post.
Wow. No joke.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, moving on.
That's funny.
Next story. This one comes to us from Orange, Connecticut. Police are called in a sex shop to free a customer from handcuffs.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, a man went to a sex store and was trying on a bunch of cuffs on himself.
Uh-huh.
And there was some cuffs that looked kind of like what the police would use. And for some reason, they weren't able to get it off. So they called the fire department. They weren't able to help. They called the police. The police came. They weren't able to really get them off. So they ended up having to get some kind of like a big cutter. Like a bolt cutter? Yeah, like a big bolt cutter. And actually cut them off.
How embarrassing.
Yeah, they don't know if the man had to pay for the broken handcuffs or not. They tried
Probably
several
not.
Different keys. There was nothing they could do.
What?
So they had to cut them
off.
Well,
if they couldn't get him off, then he shouldn't have paid for them.
Yeah,
that's kind of crazy.
Anyways, that is what's happening in Orange, Connecticut.
Wow. That's very PG-13 rated.
I know, right? Yeah.
Handcuffs. I don't like handcuffs.
You don't use the cuffs?
No.
Yeah, have you used the cuffs? Oh.
No,
oh,
but
no.
I'm
okay, okay.
But I'm gonna say that
okay.
I have,
shouldn't have been.
I've been I don't like having my hands tied up. That's what I gotta say.
Okay, right.
I don't like that.
All
it
right.
freaks me out.
All right, you got to be hands-on.
Don't listen, Mom and Dad.
Okay, I don't know. Sorry.
I don't like that.
Okay.
Oh, my.
So I would never buy a pair of handcuffs. Never.
Sure you would.
Not into it.
It freaks me out. Not your thing.
It's not my thing.
What about legs and hands? Just completely.
Oh, that was a nightmare.
Completely down.
No, that's a nightmare.
No, not good.
I'm a control freak. I can't handle
it. Bad time.
It's bad time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next story.
Get down.
Just have a good time.
Yeah, just have a good time.
You don't need to be locked up or
no,
anything.
No, I don't need to be like all tied up and stuff.
I hear you.
Yeah.
This one comes to us.
Wait, what about you?
Oh, what, for me?
Yeah.
Derek
Kalish. Oh, my.
They may have been used at some point.
Oh, really?
I don't have them.
Oh, you don't own them?
Yeah, but you know, I've...
You got a tie.
I've been on both sides.
Oh,
I do
really?
Have a tie. Yeah, I've been on both sides of that end.
Oh.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
Not sure if I wanted to know
oh,
that.
Oh, my.
You asked.
I did ask. It's my fault. Totally my fault.
Wow, we put it all on the show, too. Now all of our listeners, all two of them... are going to hear what happened. This one comes to us from Utah.
Utah
teens run naked through the town. Inspired by the American Pie. Have you seen... I've seen, like, the first one. I don't know. I guess there's a lot of them.
I haven't even seen the first one.
I don't know why
there
or
are a
how,
lot of them.
But apparently there's a scene where they're running through. It's like a thing. They have to run a mile naked. So there's a bunch...
It's a long way, a mile.
Yeah, it is a long way. So there was a couple of teens, a 17-year-old girl... and two boys, three boys were running around shortly after 2 a.m. on a Sunday night. They had a BB gun. This is the strangest part of the story, actually, because they feared that they would be attacked by deer.
What?
anyways, they got picked up, and that's what's happening in Utah.
When do deer attack?
I don't know.
I mean, granted, I've heard stories of like deer beating up a guy like in a front yard.
When deer attack.
But when do deer attack usually? Like never.
That's true. Yeah.
Deer are usually running away from you.
I know.
There was a story of some buck like beating up some guy in his front yard or something. There was one incident.
Yeah.
He pwned him with the hook.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They will get nasty. I remember. I don't know if I read this story, but there was a weird news story where a deer like came into a house, like ran through a slider door, and like caused a bunch of damage. I don't know if I actually read that story, but I remember finding it.
There's a bunch of videos on YouTube.
What?
Of deers just like jumping through windows and glass doors of like
what
stores and stuff.
I gotta check that out.
Oh, it's great.
Is that real? Like surveillance
footage.
Damn.
It's tough. Hilarious.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Oh, we can watch it after the show. Oh.
Next story. Next. This one comes to us from York Springs, Pennsylvania. Don't cry over spilled milk. Oh, that stopped the music? I thought I was being clever. Anyways. A big
one
tractor,
at a time.
One at a time in this row, I guess. A tractor trailer truck had overturned on the highway there. Spilling 3,000 gallons of milk into a creek. They were able to vacuum up about 90% of it, but they were really worried about the smell because it's stuff is fertile. I guess it might have been warmer there, maybe in Pennsylvania. I don't know. So they got about 90% with a vacuum cleaner. I used to be a big vacuum cleaner. And then they decided to sprinkle lime over it to prevent the milk from curdling, I guess. Because it would be a horrible
smell.
That
works? I don't know.
I guess.
Science.
Science! I guess that's pretty much it.
Oh,
yeah,
that's it?
There's really nothing else.
The milk got spilled into a creek.
Happening in Pennsylvania.
Wow. Exciting events in Pennsylvania.
That is pretty exciting. We've had so many truck stories of, like, milk. We got whipped cream.
Ice cream. What was the other one? Chocolate. Was it chocolate sauce?
I think it was a chocolate sauce.
Or did we make that up?
Maybe we're making that up. I thought there was a whipped cream thing.
There's definitely a whipped cream thing.
Yeah.
There was definitely a whipped cream thing. But.
There was a printer. Did I?
Oh, you know what the other one was?
Oh, yeah.
Donuts.
Oh, that's right. Donuts. Donuts all over the place.
Yeah, because I asked if it was a Dunkin' Donuts truck, and then we went on to the what kind of donuts do you like to eat.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We're talking donuts.
Yes.
Donuts.
I love a chocolate frosted.
Those are good. Chocolate frosted. Mm. What about the chocolate, what's that called? The crusted?
Huh?
Chocolate
crusted? That sounds really appetizing.
I don't know what that's called.
You mean like the chocolate cake donut?
With a glaze. Chocolate glaze.
Chocolate glaze.
Not chocolate glaze. I don't know what the hell that donut's called. The black one.
White people are so scared of black people.
I'm not a big fan of that donut, but I'll eat it if it's a munchkin.
All right.
In small amounts.
In small amounts.
Yes.
The whole.
Yes.
You like the whole.
I'll eat the whole.
Oh, my.
But I never order
Jay
like...
Patterson.
I'll never be like, ooh, I want a chocolate glazed donut. I like... The chocolate frosted.
You like the chocolate frosted.
Yeah.
With the stuff inside? No, there's nothing inside.
No, it's
what
no,
is
there's
that?
A hole.
Oh, the frosted.
Oh, my.
The stuff inside one is the Boston cream.
Okay,
that
that's
one's
right.
It's also yummy.
So it's round with a hole.
Yes.
I gotcha.
It's a donut.
Donuts. All right.
I also like the Bavarian cream donut. That's also very tasty.
That is good.
Yeah. And the apple spice cinnamon one. But that one's covered in powdered sugar.
I've never had that.
Kind of messy.
This one comes to us from Maryland. Rockville?
Don't go back to Rockville.
That's right. A motorist dressed up as Batman escaped a ticket in Maryland. Yeah, he was pulled over. He was dressed like the Dark Knight with the cape and everything and the mask.
Uh-huh.
And he was pulled over in his black Lamborghini on his way to, a children's event.
Oh, okay. I was hoping he was on his way to a children's party.
He got pulled over because of an improper license plate. I guess it was some Batman license plate.
Uh-huh.
But the police let him go. I don't understand this. Like, how is that okay? Like, I kind of bitter. Like, this guy should have got a ticket.
Because he was
Bruce
Wayne.
They took pictures of him, and they let him go. And anyways, that's what's happening in Rockville, Maryland.
Well, you can't give Bruce Wayne a ticket.
There's a picture. I mean, look at this.
There's a picture?
It's the tiniest picture ever. Yeah, it's really tiny. But then there's another picture I saw where he's standing here.
Uh-huh.
And he's like got his hand on the car. And like police are, have cameras out and they're taking pictures like for fun. They shook his hand and they let him go.
Oh, well, I guess maybe that's the ticket if you're dressed as Batman.
I guess.
But not if you're dressed as Robin. They can give you a ticket then.
That's right.
No one likes Robin.
Nobody does.
No.
Wow, we got a lot of weird news here. A couple more. We'll do two more here.
All right.
I'm on a roll. It's good. This one comes to us from I have no idea where. There's...
Pretty good research.
There's a bacon craze. You know, we had the late night bacon.
Yes.
Now there's... you can get a bacon coffin.
What?
Yeah, there's a food group that sells a bacon coffin that's made up of, I guess, some bacon salts and some baconaise that they use to actually paint a coffin with. And inside this coffin, they'll also put like a bacon-scented air freshener. So the corpse will smell like bacon. This is kind of crazy, right? It sells for about $3,000. And it's made of, I guess it's made of steel. And it's painted with this coating. And it has adjustable bed and mattress. And that's what's happening in, I don't know where. It's a bacon, a coffin.
Yeah. That's dumb.
I just found that one last minute. But I thought that was a nice tie-in to our late night bacon.
I love late night bacon.
It's really good.
Put it in the microwave. Don't overlap the slices.
I don't know if that worked with fake bacon. I didn't think about that.
You mean veggie bacon?
I had some of that this morning, and I was thinking about it. This could be so much better late night.
Gonna have to ask Rachel Ray for the recipe.
That's right.
It's hard.
Yeah. Next story. This one comes to us from Russia. I don't know where. This was at a shopping center.
Mm-hmm.
There's a woman who left her car in a shopping mall and was shocked to find that her car rammed another car driven by three barking dogs. I can play the dogs at the same time, right? Yeah.
What?
I guess that these dogs were in a car and somehow managed to get the car into gear. And maybe just rolled. It's not clear whether the engine was started. Yeah, and this canine trio managed to get the car moving and hit a nearest obstacle. An undefined,
three dogs?
Yeah, and some onlookers had to get some pictures because they wouldn't believe the story for insurance.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, but I guess everyone was okay. All the dogs were okay. And that's what's happening
in
Russia.
Yet.
Yeah.
Wow. Russia's crazy,
It is crazy like that.
There's all kinds of crazy stuff going on there.
Where's my... Oh, okay. Yeah, is the weird news.
That is the weird news. That's great. Oh, my gosh. Well, should we take another quick break?
Oh, we could take a quick break.
This is a packed show. I don't know if I got time for all this stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
What are we going to come back with? Are we going to have...
When we come back, we're going to do the 8 seemingly harmless toy recalls.
Oh, I like a list.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like fun.
I'm excited.
All
and
right.
If we have time, I got a quiz for you.
A quiz? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What kind of quiz is it?
IKEA product or cheese.
Oh, that sounds great. I love it.
All coming up after the break.
All right. Awesome. Here we go.
This is the Darrington K Show.
I'm hungry for something different.
Zebra Bar. Get the fever.
I was always eating fudge, but I wanted to snack on something else.
The front is white and pure. The back is dark and naughty.
What about nuts?
You'll love the nuts. Which side will you try first? Zebra Bar. It satisfies your exotic cravings, whatever they are. Put it in your mouth. Lager. The beer that brought the forest down.
I drive an exotic imported sports car. I eat exotic foreign food like Frankfurters and pizza. But when it comes to numbing my mind, I'm a patriot. I drink the beer that brought the forest down. I'm a lager man. And with the new 80-bottle trunk pack, you've got enough for the evening. Last night, I crapped in my bed and pissed in the closet. Hey, it's happy hour somewhere.
Lager brings out the patriot in you.
This is the Darrington Kay Show.
Call the Darrington Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Darrington Kay Show.
It's just like NPR, only a little different. The Derek and Kay Show. Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show. Happy.
Welcome back. Happy April Fool's Day.
April Fool's.
Thank you.
You can send us an April Fool's Day email at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/dkradio. Follow our blog at derrickandk.blogspot.com. Follow our Twitter feed at dkradioshow. That's our Twitter handle. And call us when we're live at 661-467-2416.
Yeah,
oh,
give
boy.
Us a call or something.
Give us a call. Let us know how you're doing. Let us know how your Sunday is going. If you've pranked anyone.
Yeah.
But I know that's not happening.
It's not happening.
No. So I have a couple. I have one thing to get to before I do my list.
All right.
I was checking up on our good friend Alejandra, the reply girl,
oh,
on YouTube.
Yeah, and she's so great.
And I've got an update for you on how she's doing after the algorithm change.
Oh.
She has decided that she wants you to pay her $5
me
for a video.
What?
For a request. This is her latest request on YouTube.
So the idea is that you will do stuff for $5, and what the guy does is just short 30 seconds videos for $5. And I was wondering, like, I mean, is there something you guys want me to do, like, in a video for $5? Well, just bear in mind that, you know, it's $5, so don't expect something extraordinary. That's number one. Number two, due to the fact that I kind of, I'm living in this place, I'm kind of limited to what I do in the video, so don't ask anything to, well, I mean, you get me, right?
Huh.
And number three.
Due to the fact that I'm asking you, like, I mean, for ideas, for fire, I think I gotta tell you now. Well, probably my haters are gonna say that I'm lying, but I kinda, I don't care. Like, I mean, when it comes down to haters,
$5?
You can show them the best whatsoever, and they will still believe that you are lying.
Just get to number three.
Yeah, that's what I forgot what she's talking about here.
I have, like, mild cerebral palsy, so don't ask anything to...
That's not funny.
Like, I mean, I'm not that way. I started dancing.
What? Did she get to number three?
Yeah, she said she had mild cerebral palsy, so don't ask her to dance because she sucks at dancing.
Oh, that's... Hey, you know what I'm thinking? I got an idea.
What?
What about if we have her do one of our rejoiners?
For $5?
$5.
We should.
You know, like
the most professional, unprofessional radio
what should
show
it say?
On the internet today.
It could be that, or we should make up something and have her do it.
For $5?
I love it.
$2.50 each. Split it.
We'll split it. We'll do it. And then we'll have a video. And actually... People will watch if
that
people that might want
promotion.
To watch that, and yeah, that could be a win-win.
I like the wheels turning in your head,
nice.
Derek Kalish. I
Great.
Like that.
Derek Kalish.
I like that.
All right.
All right, let's get to this list, shall we?
Oh, I love a list.
This is 8 seemingly harmless toy recalls brought to you by...
It's funny already.
Mentalfloss.com.
Okay.
Okay. Aqua Dots. I don't know what they are.
I have no idea what that is.
They look like...
It's a candy? No.
They're like a toy. You, like, put water on it, and you make something out of it, and it turns into some, like, 3D toy or something.
Huh?
It's, like, these little dots, and you, like, make patterns with them, and then you put water on them, and they expand or something. I don't know.
So it comes like three-dimensional or something like that? Yeah.
I have no idea what they are. Anyway.
Like puffy paint, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know.
The beads, perfectly safe for typical use, did something crazy when ingested.
Oh.
In 2007.
Who's eating that?
The CPSC began investigating reports of kids getting dizzy, vomiting, and falling unconscious after eating Aqua Dots.
Oh, no.
It was determined that a component of the coating metabolized into GHB, also known as gamma-hydroxybutyrate, or the date rape drug.
What?
So when they ate it, the part of the coating metabolized into, like, the date rape drug.
What would happen to these kids?
They were getting dizzy and vomiting and falling unconscious.
Not remembering things?
Yeah, I guess.
Wow.
So they took the product, they tried to take the product off the shelf, but people were buying it for, like, getting a cheap high. And then they reformulated a new version called Pixos.
Oh, different name.
Yeah,
so you wouldn't...
it's coated with a bitter-tasting ingredient to keep kids and dates from eating them.
I wonder if you could still get the old one on eBay.
Probably not.
People like reselling them.
There is number two is a plush toy uterus.
What?
This is what it looks like.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of want it.
That's
cute.
It is cute.
It's got a little face.
But does it have a, it doesn't have like a, no, okay.
Well, it was recalled because the ovaries may detach when pulled, becoming a potential small part choking hazard for young children.
Yeah, you don't want to eat those. That's going to be really bad.
So they redesigned the toy. Toy penguin figures. And it looks like this. Looks like a little ball. Like
oh, it's kind of cute.
Cute. There's no like sharp edges
yeah,
or anything like that.
It's kind of cute.
But in the hands of at least one curious kid who pulled the head off and exposed the nails holding the adorable figure together.
Spike ball.
It became a laceration hazard.
Oh, boy.
The company recalled all 3,000 units in 2008, instructing parents to take away the toy from children immediately.
Yeah, wow. Pull that head off.
Number four is dive sticks.
Huh.
Dive sticks, they're manufactured by a number of companies. They apparently throw them in the pool, and they stand
oh, yeah,
up at
yeah.
the bottom.
Yeah, yeah, I've
and
seen
And apparently
those.
You got to pull them.
I've played with them. Mm-hmm.
You have? You got to. I've never heard of these things. You got to get them before you come up from the water, how many of them you can get.
Mm-hmm.
That's the game.
Before drowning.
Before drowning. Well, you would think that was the reason why they were recalled.
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
They were recalled after six reports of impalement and at least one facial injury, most requiring surgery and hospitalization.
Oh, geez.
In kids aged 6 to 9.
Oh, my gosh.
They were redesigned as well. This is one of my favorite. Is it Holiday Toy Mouse?
Holiday Toy Mouse.
Yeah.
Great.
It was made by the Chinese toy maker Hunt Humat. After reports came flooding in that the mouse, sold primarily in the UK, sang pedophile instead of jingle bells. And what's great about this one is we've got audio.
Oh, nice. Nice. What? Why?
A spokesperson for the company said the problem was that the man who provided the toy's voice couldn't accurately pronounce certain words, and when the speech
doesn't
and
sound
pitch
anything
were increased,
like it.
It just sounded wrong. One more time.
Nice. That's great.
Oh.
I love mess-up toys.
I love
mess-up
toys as well.
Yeah, it's just funny.
Number six is Flubber.
Oh.
This is
I didn't know there was real Flubber.
Well, this is from the 60s.
Oh.
This toy recall. Because Disney...
Like Super Happy Fun Ball.
Yeah. Disney came out with that movie, Son of Flubber, in 1963. And they
uh-huh.
released a toy, also called Flubber, in Christmas 1962. And it was made of synthetic rubber, mineral oil, and green dye. And a few weeks later after it was released, kids complained of head-to-toe rashes, fever, and sore throat.
Oh, jeez.
And it turns out that the flubber caused folliculitis.
What's that?
Which is a painful infection of the hair follicles. So
oh,
they recalled
gosh.
It. So Hasbro attempted to incinerate the flubber, but just found that it released noxious black smoke.
Oh, my gosh.
It didn't really burn. Then they enlisted the help of the Coast Guard to sink the excess product, but it floated back to the surface.
Wow.
In a last-ditch effort, Hasbro buried tons of flubber and paved over it in a parking lot for their new Providence, Rhode Island warehouse.
Whoa.
Epic.
That's freaky. When cars drive over it, they just kind of like bounce.
Maybe.
Wow.
Number 7 is Cabbage Patch Snack Time Kids.
What could be wrong with that?
After reports of the Snack Time Kids' tendency to eat kids' hair and fingers instead of the carrots and pretzels provided by the Mattel, there was little debate over whether or not to halt production. And there was also no power switch on the doll.
Oh, no. Is this like Chews?
Yeah. And the motor could only be turned off by removing the doll's backpack.
That's weird.
Why would that happen?
They always want to make like dolls that like eat and drink. It's kind of creepy.
Well, these dolls will eat your kids' hair off.
Wow.
The last one is a Burger King Pokeballs.
Oh, nice.
And this one's not as funny because it actually did kill a kid.
Oh no, but that's horrible.
Yeah, who had choked on it? Apparently, it got it stuck in her nose, and then one toddler was caught with half a Pokeball stuck over her mouth and nose. But BK stepped up and ordered a small fry for anyone who wished to return their toys.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So you can't, but a lot of people kept them.
It's like a Pokeball?
Yeah, it's like a little Pokeball. A little tiny Pokeball.
They come apart or something and they put it over.
Yeah, one half would choke.
Like suffocated?
Yeah, one half will suffocate your kid, the other half will.
We'll have a Pokemon.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I've got a quiz for you for the last few minutes of the show.
I like a quiz.
This quiz is called IKEA product or cheese.
Okay.
We'll see how you do. Number 1.
Uh-huh.
Gulunga.
So you're just going to give me the name.
Yeah. It's G-U-L-L-U-N-G-E.
I'm going to say IKEA.
You win.
All right.
It's a mat from the baby department.
Oh, nice. Okay. This is fun.
Ligvan.
I don't know. It sounds like...
Lighvan.
I'm going to say IKEA.
Cheese.
Oh.
It's an Iranian curd cheese made from sheep's milk.
Oh, I don't know. Okay, 1-1.
Vesterbotten.
IKEA.
Cheese.
Oh, damn it. 1-2.
And Wikipedia says the Vesterbotten is considered a must-have for a late summer crayfish party.
What?
I don't know.
Okay.
Bitto. B-I-T-T-O.
That actually looks like something I've seen at IKEA.
Cheese.
Oh, damn it. What's that 1-3?
An Italian cheese produced from a blend of sheep and cow milk. Bitto comes from the Alpine region and can only be produced during summer months when animals can graze on the highest meadows. It's a fancy cheese.
It's a fancy cheese.
Yeah.
All right.
Copper Hodge.
I don't know. The last few ones I said IKEA. Oh, this could go in any way. I'm going to stick with IKEA.
IKEA.
All right.
It's from the children's department. It's
two and three.
Little stuffed shark.
Nice.
Sardo.
How's that spelled?
S-A-R-D-O.
I'm going to say cheese.
Cheese.
All right. 3-3.
Mellow sheep's cheese, similar to Pecorino Romano, and its extreme hardness makes for satisfying grating.
Ooh.
Mongstad.
Yummy. How's that spelled?
M-O-N-G-S-T-A-D.
I'm going to say IKEA.
IKEA.
All right.
It's a mirror.
All right.
$103 worth of mirror.
4-3.
Yes.
Okay.
Beagle. B-Y-G-E-L.
A couple IKEA ones in a row here. Beagle sounds like a horrible cheese. I'm going to go with IKEA.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a rolling kitchen cart made of steel and plastic.
What am I at? 5-3?
I forget.
Okay. All right.
Smaka.
How's that spelled?
S-M-A-K-A.
I'm going to go with cheese.
IKEA.
Damn it.
Ironically, a cheese slicer.
Oh, that's... Okay, 5-4, I think.
All right, 2 more.
Just keeping track at home. Okay, 2 more.
Bergkäse.
How's that spelled?
B-E-G-K-A with an umlaut S-E.
I'm going to go IKEA.
Cheese!
Damn it! Damn it. It's
not just cheese,
five
but a family
five.
Of hard cheeses made in the Alps. Last one.
Oh, this is going to be it.
Last
I
one.
I go either way with this.
It could either go either way.
Damn it. All right, go ahead.
Caravane.
Huh? How's that spelled?
Caravane.
Oh, this is really tough. This is for the...
It's for the win.
It's for the win. Caravane. Sort of sounds like a cheese to me.
It's a cheese!
Yes!
Yeah, you win!
Yes!
Yeah!
Winner, chicken dinner!
Nice.
I think I got like a 55% on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had
Which
no
idea. Which is probably
idea.
Roughly what I just did.
Yeah, you
bet. Probably close to that. I just barely pulled it out.
Was that like a D+?
Six and five.
Six and five.
Yeah, so
yeah, that's like a D.
Not so great.
Yeah.
But it is a win. I did pull off the win.
A D is a really disappointing grade, isn't it?
It is.
Like when you get a paper and you hand it back, it's a D. Like you're like, well,
yeah.
I mean, I didn't fail.
You didn't fail. That's the only thing you didn't do.
That's the only thing you didn't do.
Yeah. Is it's not failing.
A D is really pathetic.
It is pretty pathetic. Well, I got it though.
I got a wreath.
The IKEA cheese challenge.
So there's also this pizza war that I got to talk about in Midtown New York.
Oh, yeah.
So there's this place called Bombay Fast Food - 6th Avenue Pizza.
Uh-huh.
And it's a combination vegetarian Indian restaurant, candy store, and pizza parlor on 6th Avenue in Midtown.
That's weirder than Burrito's Pizzeria.
It's crazy over there.
Yeah.
They were offering their pizza for $1.50 a slice, which is a good price,
uh-huh.
right?
Pretty cheap, probably, yeah.
Then, a Joey's Pepperoni Pizza opened up near the corner of 39th and Avenue of the Americas, offering pizza for $1.
Oh, my gosh. Just a slice?
Just a slice.
That's cheap. Yeah, New York's crazy about their pizza. There's pizza everywhere, too.
So, Bombay shrank its price to $1.
Oh.
In competition.
A little competition there.
And then... Last Thursday evening, a week later, a Two Brothers Pizza.
Two Brothers?
Yeah.
What's the name?
Which is an enlarging New York chain of 11 shops.
Yeah, yeah.
That sell their pizza for $1 opened virtually right next door to the Bombay 6.
Oh, my gosh.
And on Thursday evening, a week ago, Bombay 6, unprovoked and without warning, cut its pizza price to 79 cents.
Oh, jeez.
The next
How
morning.
How can they make any money?
I don't know. The next morning. Two Brothers retaliated by moving to 75 cents.
Oh, jeez.
Bombay 6 matched to 75 cents the next day. And this is where the prices sit. And the 75 cents includes tax. So you roll up, you hand in 3/4, you get a slice of silly pizza.
Wow, that includes tax.
Yes.
Jeez.
And there's also smack talking going on.
So it's a real battle.
It's a real battle.
Yeah, yeah.
So Ellie Halali or whatever as of Two Brothers Pizza says, we don't sell pizza at 75 cents. But if they think they're coming to go and sit next to us and sell at 75 cents, they've got another thing coming.
Oh, boy.
I love the pizza snack talking. and then they say, I suggested, a consultant for the Two Brothers Pizza Shop said, I suggested to my children to go to 50 cents.
Oh, 50 cents?
Yes. And Oren Halali said, we might go to free pizza soon. We have enough power to wait them out. They're not going to make a fool of us.
Free pizza.
Meanwhile, at Bombay, they said, we're not going to go back to $1. We're going lower. We may go to 50 cents.
Oh, my God.
I want to hit him. I want to beat him.
It's a real fight.
It's a real war. So that is that's your pizza war update.
That's pretty
for the
good.
Week.
That place, like, New York is crazy where they're, like, they have, like, their districts, like, you know, the same shops, like, all along a block.
That's
crazy.
I
was there
had
around
pizza
Christmas
in New York
time.
Too much.
Yeah, they're just, like, you get, like, a whole stretch of pizza or, like, everything's always together. Like, you go down the street and there's, like, all these restaurants, the same kind of restaurant.
Really?
It's really weird, yeah. And same thing with shopping. Like, all of a sudden you'd be walking down the street and it's, like, oh, my gosh, there's, like, 80 drugstores, 20, like, lighting shops. There's, like, all these lighting shops.
Really?
It's, like, everything's,
compete
like,
with each other.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
It's, like, in districts, huh?
Yeah, but it makes the shopping a little easier. You can compare, you can go, you know.
Huh.
It's crazy. I was having a good time going to the kitchen supply places when I was down there for Christmas.
Oh, really? That must have been fun.
I kind of liked that. I don't think I bought anything. I was going to buy some bar stuff.
I need a new calendar bad, man.
Yeah, and stuff was pretty cheap, too.
I bought one of those collapsible colanders, like maybe like five years ago.
Yeah.
That thing's a pain in my ass.
Why is that? To like set it up or it doesn't stand up?
Well,
you put stuff in it, falls down.
It's got these feet that you extend, right? Because it's a collapsible colander, and also the feet go back in. They feet retract.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
So you unretract the feet, and you sit the colander in the sink or whatever, and you press it down, and then you put the pasta in or whatever. Rinse out whatever you're rinsing in,
uh-huh.
And then when you pour the pasta back into the pan, it like pops back.
Oh.
So some of the pasta can like hit you in the face.
It just kind of blows a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Interesting.
Do you know where I was on today?
where what?
You know what I was on today?
No.
AlbinoBlackSheep.com.
Albino.
Do you remember that website?
Is that where?
Do you remember do you see flash videos like this one?
Oh yes. Oh, I love that.
And Mario Twins.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I got a new
I was thinking about old videos that I used to watch all the time.
Those were hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
Shrivity 5.
They're still on there.
That's yeah, pretty. You like that, idiot. I got it. You don't. Shut up.
God damn.
Hey, guess what?
What?
It has new game.
What game?
I want to play it. It is called Mario Twins. They look the same.
Wow.
Good God. They look so goddamn like the same person. I would say to them, you want ice cream cone? Both of them say yes.
Yeah.
What in the hell?
Awesome.
They are twins. What
that's the
hell? Hey, let's play it. Ready?
All right.
Do it.
This is my favorite part.
Yeah.
Did you also ever watch a stupid Flash movie called The Demented Cartoon Movie? It's 33 minutes.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Really?
It doesn't sound familiar.
Now, oh my God, it's so stupid.
Where we have a live interview with the one and only Ziggy H. Bond.
Oh, yes.
This
I've
one,
seen
yes.
this whole thing.
You've seen the whole thing?
Yep. Things keep blowing up.
Yeah.
Ziggy, what you do?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. That's going to be broadcast all over the world.
What do you have to say in your defense?
Ziggy, what you do?
It makes me laugh.
And they have a bunch of different scenarios.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different ones.
Yeah.
And I also watched She's Song. Do you remember that one? It was a kitty where they sang the song and then she wanted to get together with the old with the
uh-huh.
boy kitty. Oh, it was so sweet.
I don't remember that.
Oh, that one
that
was
doesn't
the
sound...
best.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I loved it. But yeah, and then all those Weeblestuff.com videos.
Oh yeah, those were great.
Let's see if I can find Kenya.
Kenya.
I remember that
Kenya
one.
Was great.
Oh, here it is.
Nice.
There's definitely some new ones. I was on there lately.
Oh, that could be fun.
Oh, yeah.
That was so long ago. That was like...
Doesn't it feel like a million years ago?
It must have been like over 6 years ago.
It was. Because that Demented Cartoon Movie thing, you know when that came out?
No.
2001.
Oh, my God.
Like, in some ways, I feel like that was like 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
But it was totally only like...
Now it's...
Was that 11 years ago?
Yep.
Oh, my God. We're so,
long.
Old.
I know. I feel so old.
Oh, my God.
10 years go by like that. Yeah.
Gosh. And also...
That's a great site, though. It's a lot of funny stuff there.
Weeblestuff.com?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because we got the Badgers.
Badgers.
Badgers is the
classic,
best.
Classic, yeah.
Turn this up real loud.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Is that a film festival? Yes. Oh, with my cousin Morgan, and he had a film in there, and I was thinking about these videos. I was like, these would be great, as standalone little shorts.
Oh yeah.
But they're just crazy.
Oh my gosh, I love Weeblestuff.com.
Weeblestuff.com. Good times.
Anyway, I guess that's the end of our show.
I guess it's about that. It's about
yeah.
it. Yeah, yeah.
There were no April Fool's pranks. There was no Blog Talk Radio community time. I couldn't. You know what? The quality has increased of Blog Talk
of
Radio
the shows?
Users. Yes.
But we should have called in and we should have called in and done some crazy little, you know.
April Fool's.
I know we could have done a
kind
stunt.
Of thing. That would have been good.
We could have done a stunt, but we did not. We had a packed show. There was too much stuff.
We did have a packed show, and we still didn't get to the best of Craigslist.
Didn't get to the best of Craigslist. I didn't Oy. Get to all my other stuff. Well, I got to all the highlights, but I didn't get to everything I had in my packet. So.
Oh, and I didn't get to. I had a couple of YouTube things, but I don't think I mentioned those. So
we'll
put those in our pocket and save them for next time.
Next time.
And I think I got to all the stories though.
I at least got to all my highlights, which is good.
That's good.
All right. Well, tune in next week.
Yeah, next week?
Yes.
All right, good times. We're trying to get some, we're going to get some guests, I think, soon. We're going to try to get some more people on here.
That'll be fun.
That'll be good.
All right, well, thanks, both of you, for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Tune in next time.
Take care. Bye-bye.
This is the Darrington K Show.